Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. A long time no see, we are back with Evenickel. Let's get started. But the men continue to rigidly stand, occasionally swaying back and forth as they watch the party. They're kind of creepy. I order you to beat them. If you want your Aiden's blood, then work for it. The men reacted to the mention of Aiden's blood, drew their weapons, and laughed maniacally. Aiden's blood addicts? Already in the late stages, it looks like. They can't live without Aiden's blood anymore. Yes, I bought them from a certain academy. They were quite a bargain. Huh? People from the academy? Why? They were well trained, but unwanted, I believe. Plenty were left unsold at a discount price. Well, intelligent servants are hard to use, so I did have to destroy their minds with Aiden's blood as well. Gura, we can ask questions later. This isn't a fight we can avoid. Okay. The mindless rangers roared as they attacked. Ooh, they're strong. Very strong. Oh, shit! Motherfucker! Oh, shit! You're down, motherfucker. Shit. Thunderstrike. Yeah, how much money do you think I wasted on your drugs, you worthless slaves? The defeat of his rangers left Boris pale, but he still had the composure to insult them. You disgust me. Ha! I've got it! You've proven to be so talented that I'm willing to let you serve me. With my authority as the president, I can make you wealthy for the rest of your lives. That money isn't yours to use, it's the people of Lancelot. Yeah, no government exists without some corruption. It's not just me, there was the last president and the one before him. They've all been corrupt. That's enough of that. President Boris, for the sake of the people, I pass judgment on you. What? Judgment? Wait, are you... Kitty? Well, what is the meaning of this? Upon the realization that Gura Gura was Dark Knight Kitty, Boris frantically turned on his magic transmitter. Hey, why is Kitty attacking me? What's this about? You betrayed me, Rochefort. What? Slam! Ah, the door! There's no use, it won't open. Looks like we're locked in. So you caught the president. Good work, Gurugura. Master. That voice! Rockfort, so you're Gurugura's master. Did you make some nice new friends? Yeah, they said I could be their friend, then we got to fight together. The princess is driven solely by emotion, so I had a feeling she'd cooperate with you. What are you plotting? I had some plans to obtain a country of my own, so I'm doing away with meddlesome princess and some now useless pawns. What? Useless? Master, what are you talking about? Master, the idea that filthy waste like you ever served me makes my stomach churn. But everyone was gonna like me now. The students of the academy are nothing but tools. There isn't a single person who would care about a mere object. But the teacher told me if I tried hard, someone would need me. I'd find the place that I belong. Oh, you don't know anything, do you? Haha, this is rich. The man you call your teacher is the one who sold you all for his own gain. That's not right. Topple. Gurugura was left in such shock that she fell with her hands to the floor like a puppet whose strings have been cut. I was sold? It was all a lie? Gurugura, don't listen to him. Rishi shook her shoulders, but Gurugura just stared blankly at the floor. Hilarious, just hilarious, Gurugura. You didn't come cheap, but you entertained me to the very end. That you were so dense as to not question me made you especially valuable. Aiden's blood isn't cheap either. But we trained at the Academy of Knights so that we could protect people. Even that's wrong. The Ranger Academy's true purpose was something else. And what was that? It was a dumping ground for unwanted children orphanages couldn't afford to keep. You're essentially garbage. That's why nobody would have cared if the harsh training killed you. We're garbage. I'd heard it was harsh, but I didn't realize they cared for human life so little. Gurugura, he's lying. Don't trust him.
事実だからこそ部員に圧力をかけられて
Oh, it's very much the truth. That's why Luwin put so much pressure on them that the academy had to disappear from the public eye. Father did. As a result, many of the students were sold off. You can blame your dilemma on the father of the girl right next to you.What a brazen thing to say. So I was always... Your life has no purpose. The world doesn't need you. So nobody wanted me at all.Stop it! Now we know just how rotten you are. You're not gonna get away with this. Well now, as feisty as ever, but the Kingdom of Eden will soon be mine as well.Not even bothering to pretend you're not a traitor, huh? The royal family's prestige will plummet slowly. With my domination in the Republic of Lancelot, I'll garner the support of the people and proudly take control of the country.You backstabber, Lancelot is mine! What could you have done without me? Have some humility, boy! I can't do anything. Bors, I already have a president set up to replace you. Don't I, Tio? Yes.Tio? Why are you with him? I'm sorry, but I have to win. That's why I sided with someone who would guarantee I would. It's it. Leave everything to me. You'll be president soon. With Bor's death, it won't even be a contest. Pop! Well, what? The lids of the countless barrels in the room were flung off by something, letting out eerie purple smoke. The smell! Is this the poison from Lake Guinevere?Prime Minister Roquefort said he'd make me president and give the outlaw girls comfortable lives. But you'd get in the way of that. So I recommended you go to the purification plant. How long have you been working with Roquefort? From the start?It was when you went to the mountains. I encountered Prime Minister Roquefort and we discussed some things. You're being used, just like Bors was. But nobody else said they could get me to win. Supporting me doesn't mean anything. What I need is victory.I swore not to let another girl befall the same misfortune my sister did. This is the only way I can make up for it. It's a fine goal to have, but it's been twisted into something heartless. Maybe so. After my sister died, I didn't even pray to Mother Eve anymore. Stop! Stop this nonsense! Nobody can replace me! The presidency's all mine! Nobody else is worthy of- What's this? Can't breathe! Thud. Don't move too much, it'll make the poison work faster. Now we'll need a story that makes you fall from grace, princess. Let's say you work with that foolish president to embezzle government funds. You think my family be shaken by that? No need to worry. I have other means in store to get that started. If it helps you achieve your goals, you'd happily kill a man you worked with. I get it. You must be with Snake Crest. Good job figuring it out. Prime Minister Rockforth with Snake Crest? Of course he is. Now I'm a busy man. Much as I'd like to watch your last moments, I simply can't. Allow me to bid you adieu. But wait! Aster said, but Rockford had already hung up. Calm down. Any wild movements and the poison will spread faster. Riche! No good, the door's locked from outside. We'll have to break it down before the poison spreads. What should we do? I know. Cast medicine. Aster took the medicine from Catherine out of his pocket, and had Riche and Rainia suggest it. Ew, remarkably effective. I feel better already. Here, you have some too, Guragura. Aster held the medicine out to Guragura, but she just stayed on the ground and barely shook her head. I don't need it. Huh? It's fine. Somehow we have just enough for all of us. Oh, not this bullshit. Nope, I don't care. Because I don't have any place to go anyway. Guragura? Everyone else has a mom and dad, but I don't. And I even lost my place to sleep. I thought if I became a knight and worked hard, somebody would give me a place to belong, but nobody wanted me after all. As though her little body had accumulated too much sadness to hold, tears poured from Guragura's eyes. I tried. Even when I was tired and aching, my hands were cut up and bruised, I tried. They said they were training me to withstand pain, so I forced myself not to cry. When my friends got hurt and died, I cried a little, but I thought if I kept trying eventually, enough, just take the medicine. Aster, I'm so tired. I'm gonna go where my mom and dad are now. Aster put the medicine in his mouth, grabbed Guragura's face, and made her face him. Just take it. Then he forced his tongue into her mouth and roughly pushed the medicine down her throat. Look, there you go. I got smooched? And your tongue went in my mouth. Hiya! Bonk! Ow! Nobody needs you? Don't be stupid. I need you. Like, don't tell me your friends just... Excuse me. Like, don't tell your friends to just let you die. What? What? Yeah, no friend of mine's allowed to die. If you want to do that, you'll have to take me down first. Just pick your own place to belong. You can be anywhere you want to be. And if you can't find one, you can be my girl. Are you sure? I could stay with you forever? Of course you can. Don't ask the obvious. Well, girl, what do you think? Okay. Alright, that's a good answer. You'll get more food and catnip than you can stomach. Just you wait. She's not a kitten. Now that that's settled, let's get out of here. Good idea. The antidote might be working, but we don't know for how long. There's a vent over there. It's narrow, but I bet I can get through it. Can you do that for us, Gura? Yep, you can count on me. Gura swiftly took the cover off the vent and crawled inside like a cat. Then only minutes after she left, click. It's open. All right, time to escape. We're coming for you, Rockfort. You're gonna pay for your evil doing and tell us all about Snake Crest. He's supposed to own a house in Lancelot. I would guess he's there. The party evacuated the purification plant, left to pursue Snake Crest in Lancelot, where Rockfort's second home resides. Use the antidote. And now we're out. Alright, this is just a short video, and we'll be getting back with more Evenickel over the year, over the period of the year. So I'll see you next time with more Evenickel, and don't worry, more is coming.